Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host of Spiritual Hollywood, and I'd like to just give some gratitude over to Don Newsome and Seth at BBS Radio and say thank you for providing us with this platform to use Hollywood to raise consciousness. I have for you tonight a guest for something called Match Matrix, and if you want to pull that website up on your computer, that's www.matchmatrix.com. That's www.matchmatrix.com. And my guest this evening is Frank Seifert. And I believe that Match Matrix is basically designed to help you find your spiritual mate. For myself, I know that sacred partnership is very, very important in my life, and sacred partnership is what I would like to see for the entire world, what my sacred partner and I like to refer to it as God-intended sacred partnership, and that is totally possible, we believe, in our lifetime for everyone in the world. And it looks like Match Matrix might be one of those ways to bring that about based on the profiles and the work that they're doing and the way that they bring people together energetically. So I'll just read a little bit about it. It says, tonight we're also going to talk about some terrific matches, some terrific Hollywood matches. That would be Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, aligned in all four traits of great relationships. And the couch jumping on the Oprah show was for real. I can't wait to talk about that. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, good for demonstrating attraction. Arnold and Maria Shriver, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart, and we can get a little more controversial and go into the Britney Spears attractions or distractions, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony, and the list continues. I think there are about 800 celebrity attractions we could talk about, but we only have an hour this evening. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on the co-creator of Match Matrix, Frank Seifert, and his partner is Larry Michael, I believe it is, or Mitchell.
Yes, but unfortunately, Larry won't be with us tonight.
Okay, that's fine. So go ahead and come on, Frank, and thank you for being on the show, and welcome.
Well, Katie, first I want to thank you for that very wonderful and kind introduction, because it certainly is reflective of what our goal has been over the many, many years of developing Match Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I met Dick Nelson in 1980. And he had already been working on this system since 1975, so 30-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night, the beauty of this system is that it's universal. It's accessed by a person's birth date.
Right.
Only the birth date.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, people always ask if it's astrology. No, it's not. We don't ask for place or time. It's actually a system that we developed on our own. It's totally proprietary. And we decided to use birth dates because they're universal. That way, everybody would be part of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that certainly is reflective of what you were talking about, of the spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over that long period of time, we observed what was going on in relationships and what people really want. And so we evolved kind of a short list here, if you wouldn't mind if I'd review that for a minute, of what our goals were in this whole process.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, first of all, it was to have long-lasting, fulfilling relationships. Now, everybody would like to have that, but that was one of our guiding lights in this, was to come up with something that actually came from an entirely different place from any other source that we know of. Secondly, it's to put an end to painful relationships. All of us have been through pain,
mm-hmm.
and the pain is there, and even though we move on and there are always the memories of what happened. You know, did we do the right thing? Could we have done more? The guilt, the angst, all of that. Well, in Match Matrix, we can actually explain all of that to people, and it has been just absolutely liberating. The third one is to stop doing what doesn't work over and over again. Boy, that one's got to ring some bells for people out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in other words, continuously, you know, thinking that we learned so much from our relationships so that we won't make those same mistakes again, and lo and behold, we find ourselves in the same circumstance in successive relationships. We'll talk about that as to why that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And also, to eliminate getting blindsided by the unknown a year later, why are things so great on the front end? Why do things work so well? People have they've got great communication. They've got the energy to do the things they want to do. The sex is wonderful. Money is not an issue. They simply have it when they need it. And then a year down the road, things sure change a lot. And we'll talk about why that happens also.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Frank. And I would like to also add something to that. What I'm hearing is in what you just shared, that everything looks great in the front of the relationship in the beginning, and then a year down the road it goes all to pot. That's not true in all relationships. That's true in some relationships, but in some relationships people actually do get it right. How can Match Matrix help people to understand each other in a way that will help them to prevent this train wreck down the road? I mean, some people just naturally have a way of energizing one another just by being in each other's presence. And do you feel that people who automatically energize one another, if it's not just pure sexual attraction, that they have more of a chance for a long-term happy relationship than those who don't have that energetic vitality when they're together?
No, I absolutely agree with that. And as a matter of fact, first of all, some of the couples that you named earlier, we're going to look at them, and I'll tell you specifically why they're so aligned. And I think from our own experience, we'll know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you've hit on a really important point. You know, there's a really camp saying right now, everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy. And the fact is, you know, even if we don't understand what that means, we certainly know the truth of it. We look at the universe as energy. The earth has an energy pattern that runs it, all of nature, animals, plants, human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We all have an energy pattern. And as a matter of fact, that's what we keyed in on. See, when we looked at questionnaires as an attempt to identify who people are, there's certainly value in questionnaires. Even if it's hundreds of questions, there's value in it for this reason, because it gives people a chance to state their likes and their dislikes. But remember, that all assumes that it's at the conscious level, that they understand all of those questions and they can answer them. What we concluded is there's very little value in that as far as what true compatibility is. That true compatibility is actually at a much deeper place in the personality. And it's at the energetic level. So what do we say? That energetic level is also where a person's human nature is found. In other words, at a much deeper place, and it's actually the energetic pattern is what determines each person's personality, and that's what we were able to translate into Match Matrix.
And you can do that just by their birthday.
That is correct.
And how do you do that?
Well, consider this. I guess the best metaphor I've come up with, this is an extremely complex, very, very involved, many, many, many layers of information that are integrated. And how do we access it? We access it with a birth date. It isn't much different than going on the Internet. You put in this long address, and the last thing you do is you hit Enter. And by hitting Enter, it takes you to the other side of the world, somebody's business or a friend or something like that. And the reality is that's what the birth date is. The birth date is the point of entry. And what we're saying is that the day a person was born, at that moment, there was a particular energetic pattern in the universe that they adopt that actually is like a stamp on them that determines their personality, and that's what we translate into with Match Matrix. So we use very common terms. We say style of communication.
Mm-hmm.
We say activity level. We say sexual response. We say financial logic. Now, those are all well-known words, and everybody has a perception in their mind of what they mean. The reality is we use those words to actually label energetic alignments. And by the way, those energetic alignments are determined the day a person is born, and they never change. They are cast in stone.
Yes.
And so it is quite remarkable that we were able to evolve this. And in addition to that, we have five personality modifiers. In other words, we go much deeper into the personality than has ever been available. And those five modifiers we'll have a chance to talk about in conjunction with the people who you named earlier. And here's the coup de grace, because this is what makes Match Matrix really unique. The primary goal of the Internet dating companies right now is to discover how attractions work. And there was an article in Atlantic Magazine. It was a 10-page cover story. and it focused on attractions and all the attempts by the various dating companies to crack the code. And here would be their goal, would be to put two people in a room who they say are attracted to each other and have it happen that way. You know what we discovered, Katie?
What's that?
We discovered that that may not have much value. What we discovered, first of all, I'll give you a context for attraction. I'm sure you've heard the old saying that men are attracted to women like their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And women are attracted to men like their fathers.
Okay.
Okay, that was kind of an intuitive conclusion by people that it kind of looked like that was happening. We took that to heart, and we actually figured out a way to calculate that. And what it turns on is the person's style of communication. If they have the same style of communication as their opposite birth parent, then they have true attractions. They will be attracted to people with that same style of communication. On the other hand, if the opposite parent has a different style of communication than the person will be attracted to their parent's style of communication, and that causes a problem. So in the first instance, where they have the same style of communication, those are true attractions. In other words, a person with true attractions can follow their attractions and absolutely should. If somebody knows they have true attractions, they should never be influenced by the other person as to what the truth is, because the other person could be operating on a totally different base, regardless of how strong their attractions are. Now, on the other hand, the more interesting one and the more challenging one is when people have false attractions. False attractions mislead the person every time into failed relationships. I have false attractions. I've lived through this.
Tell me what false attractions are.
It means that the person that went up, let me talk about me and my mother. That's the easiest way.
Okay.
So I have a logical talking style. My mother has an emotional talking style. Therefore, I am attracted to women with emotional talking style.
Mm.
And there are specific things that follow from this that are pretty challenging.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you know, you mentioned our website. We're actually giving away a free style of communication report. We want people to understand their style of communication. We want them to understand their family members, their lovers, their everybody. They can go to get as many communication reports as they want. And as a matter of fact, to make it really easy for anybody who is on your website right now,
mm-hmm.
we bought an ad on the front page, and included in there is a lady in a blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted people to be able to stay on your site, and so they can click right on that ad. It'll take them right to the page to get their free communication report. And as a matter of fact, the station was kind enough to offer to put it on your page also.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just very, very pleased, because we found that we want to keep people focused on our conversation right now, and so they can get that in a very easy way when we're through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this attraction area is really huge. One of the major dating companies, they said that whoever can discover how attractions work will have discovered the holy grail of dating. And the quest is on for them, but we have discovered it. We have cracked the code on this, and it works beyond belief.
Okay, so what you're saying is you find out what you're attracted to by the birthday. Let's say, for instance, you would need the birthday of my father to find out my communication style, and you would need the birth date of my significant other's mother to find out their communication style, to see who they're attracted to.
Yes, and I'll just adjust that a little bit. We're going to profile you. We're going to know what your communication style is because of your profile based on your date of birth. Now we look at your father. We want his date of birth so we can find out what his style of communication is. Now we compare your style of communication to his. If you have the same style of communication, you have a true attraction. You can follow it and absolutely should follow it. On the other hand, if your father's style of communication is different than yours, you will be attracted to people who have your father's style of communication. That is a false attraction. I tell you, I just traded some emails just this morning with a friend of mine who has been involved in this for many, many years. And you know what? It was this morning that he finally understood his false attraction. And he had emailed me saying that he had met a lady. He described her this way. He said, she is possibly the highest energy being that I have been in the presence of. No one has ever triggered my sense of attraction more. Now, why was that? You know, you hear about lust. You hear about the fatal attraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's when somebody meets a person who has exactly the same profile as their opposite birth parent. In this case, this man met a lady who had exactly the profile of his mother. Now, here's the problem. He has false attraction. In other words, he's all turned on, and he's being led in the wrong direction. Now, I have false attractions also. I can tell you what I refer to it as. When I have a feel really strong attraction like that,
mm-hmm.
it's called forbidden fruit. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I told Alan about this, he sent me back. It was this morning. I get this back. He said, and here was his conclusion. He said, listen to this, the liberation that this gives, this understanding. Because of my false attraction, it is unrealistic, unlikely to expect that I will ever end up being in a true relationship where I am aligned for the traits and attracted to the other person. And you know what he said? He said, I was very upset to realize this, but at the moment I took ownership of this, I was lightened, freed up, and on some level relieved. In other words, it was liberating. If he keeps following his false attractions, he will continue to end up in relationships that do not work. And so what do we say to somebody in this situation? What do I do?
You say, snap out of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty good way of saying it. What do we say? Do not follow your attractions. Use the guidance from Match Matrix, because then what your goal is to end up with somebody with the same style of communication so that you don't have all the conflicts that we explain in that free communication report. This is absolutely remarkable. And remember, it's all energetic. That's why nobody has ever been able to figure this out, because it's below the conscious mind.
Okay, so if I'm getting this correctly, a false attraction is being attracted to somebody whose personality traits are different than your opposite gender parent.
One more time, please.
A false attraction,
yes.
If I'm understanding this correctly, is being attracted to a person who has different emotional traits than your opposite gender parent.
No, than me, because they have the same communication style as my opposite gender parent, but that's different than mine. And one other clarification, we're going to talk about...
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. You mean, like, if my dad and I had the same communication style, then that would not be a false attraction.
That's correct. That would be a true attraction.
Okay. Because you told me that my dad and I have the same communication style.
That is correct.
Okay, so if I'm attracted to somebody who has a different communication style than my father, whose is like mine, then I'm chasing after my tail.
That's exactly right.
And we'll just...
around in a circle. Now, here's the really important thing.
Uh-huh.
Attractions only relate to style of communication. They do not relate to the other three traits. So... We've spent some time now on false attraction. What about the true attraction people? Does that mean they have a panacea? Does that mean everything works for them and they're just kind of living in the Garden of Eden? No, it isn't, because of these other three traits. You mentioned Larry Michael earlier. He's my partner in this business. He has true attraction. He consistently has been with people, with women with whom he had a different sexual response, and that's caused the divorce or the separation from the ladies he was with. So these other traits are extremely powerful, but as far as attractions go, that relates to the style of communication.
Okay, so the other traits are what?
The second one is called activity level.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we'll finish up communication. There's two sides to it. Some people have logical talking style. In other words, they use words because they have a certain meaning, and they lay those words out like bricks on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they construct their sentences based on the meaning of the words. On the other hand, there are people who have the emotional talking style. Emotional talking style people use words to reflect what they're feeling or what they're feeling from the other person. So it's all kind of a stream of consciousness based on feeling. That's the emotional style. And when a logical person and an emotional talking style person try to make a relationship, they will experience what we listed in that free communication report.
Which is what?
Oh, okay. Number one, they will not have the same friends. They will not have the same friends. And either one person will give up their friends for them to be together, or they will each have their separate friends and, and basically party with their friends. Now, why does that work for a lot of people to have their own friends? It's because the second trait, which is the most, the most burdensome is the fact that there is an energy drain that goes on between the people. One person gets it worse than the other one. So if people have different friends and they choose to be apart to be with their friends, they also get to recharge their batteries during that time. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, so they get to recharge. So that's two of them. Different friends, energy drain. Number three, they do not have the same sense of humor. Now, I want to clarify that. This is not. This doesn't mean that they don't laugh at the same comedians or the same movies or the same shows on television or the jokes that they read. What I'm talking about very, very specifically is, you know, you're in that situation where you see something that's kind of cute to you and you have that little turn of a phrase, that really creative humor that you bring to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the same style of communication, the other person won't get it. And when I say to somebody, you don't have the same sense of humor, they say, absolutely. And I don't know, but for me, since I always had that situation, it was so painful. And the reason why is because that little turn of the phrase, my wry sense of humor, comes right from my soul. Right from my soul. I couldn't offer somebody a greater value than that. I can't buy anything. I can't. Absolutely nothing to me is more valuable than something I create myself. And when it's not received, I always thought of it kind of like death by a thousand cuts. You know, you each one's a little nick, and pretty soon you're just not creative anymore. That whole side of you dies. That certainly was my experience. And the last one is the one that we're all most familiar with, and that is that there are misunderstandings. And in that relationship where people have different styles of communication, there will become this kind of an overriding irritation with each other because neither person is being heard. They're not being received. So pretty soon you get kind of a tone of voice where you're kind of talking up like this because you really want to see if you can force it across and have it be received by the other person. It doesn't make any difference, by the way. But it's not hard to, when I'm out, I mean, I know all this stuff, but when I'm, you know, and the importance of all this information, when I'm out, I can listen to people talk and I can spot it. I can hear that not only are there misunderstandings, but it's the overriding irritation becomes a telltale sign in a very casual way. So those are the four things that follow when people do not have the same style of communication. It's the big one. It's the cornerstone to a relationship.
Okay. So for all the people who are having fantastic relationships for years and years and years and years, how do you think that happened for them if they didn't use Match Matrix?
Oh, I think people can either luck in or, I don't know. You know, the fact is, I support all relationships. Nobody should ever change what they're doing because of Match Matrix unless they see the wisdom in it and choose to see things in a different way. It's kind of like this. The people who have good relationships, some of the movie stars on this list that we're going to go over, they have that. I'll tell you. You remember we said Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, right?
Uh-huh.
They are perfectly aligned in this system. Now, you want to know the coup de grace?
Sure.
Is this. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman also had those same alignments, except one big difference. I mentioned earlier there are five modifiers in this system. The first one is called the controller. Tom Cruise has the controller.
My way or the highway.
My way or the highway. Exactly
uh-huh.
Right. Now, Nicole Kidman also has a control issue, but it's the much milder one. It's the one that you kind of like being maneuvered around the board, and that's called the manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the manipulator woman is an absolute powerhouse, very, very strong. Thinks like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Can compete in a man's world on a man's terms. Now, you look at Nicole Kidman, you may not think of her that way, but she's got the business sense about her. Now, how long were they married, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman? What, 11 years? Now, I think in Hollywood years, that's about a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, what's the difference with Katie? Katie doesn't have a control issue. As a matter of fact, she's got something called the achiever. And the achiever is somebody who can redirect all their energy into production. That doesn't bother Tom because they're aligned. Here's the story on these modifiers. Modifiers have big benefits and big challenges. And so we look at each modifier for both the benefit and the challenge. How do you neutralize them? By being aligned in the system. In other words, for those two people, they don't even feel those modifiers. And it's very, very significant that that's the case. So, you know, right now I've seen some recent pictures of Tom and Katie celebrating, you know, the opening of her new movie.
Mm-hmm.
They are absolutely glowing. Now, some people say, yeah, but they're movie stars. Oh, no, no. Look in their eyes. They are so connected. And by the way, jumping on the couch on the Oprah show,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I happened to tune in that day. I actually saw that.
Uh-huh.
And it was remarkable. And, of course, you know, the press was saying, well, he's promoting his new Impossible whatever movie, you know. And so he was just doing that to get press. No, no, no. He was that much on fire over her, and it will not stop. They just have all the makings of a long-term relationship. And I, you know, I'm not going to say that they'll be together forever because I just don't know, but they certainly have the strongest basis under Match Matrix that they could have. And I'd like to make one other point, too, because people often say, well, so you're aligned, then it's a panacea. As I said, no, because let's assume that there's 100 elements in a relationship. What are we dealing with? We are dealing with the first 10. We are dealing with the 4 traits, the attractions, and the 5 modifiers. Now, I think the best metaphor I've come up with, it's kind of like when a couple decides to have a baby, and they each contribute their chromosomes, and they create a child. In the same way, when two people decide to merge their energies, they each contribute their profile. And how that profile matches up. Do they have the same style of communication? Do they have the same activity level? Do they have the same sexual response? Do they have the same financial logic? Every one of those that matches up provides a channel. And what flows through that channel? Love. Love flows through that channel. See, love is not something you go out and find. Love is an energy. And love is, every person has all the love they need inside of them. All they need is to be connected with somebody with whom they have the channels so that energy can flow between them. And by the way, just as much as a parent creates a child that is a human being that's separate from them, in the same way when two people merge their energies and create, you know, merge their profiles, they create a third entity also. Just like that child for the parents, those two people create a relationship. And the relationship is totally separate from those two people. That relationship has its own energy pattern. It has its own benefits. It has its own challenges. And we know that's true because when people are not in relationship, they neither have the benefits nor do they have the challenges. So what you want in a relationship, you want the alignment for those traits. You want those traits to match up to create the channels so the love can flow through. And what is the value of that? Because then you work out the other 90 differences between you with the love as the primary tool. I mean, you said at the beginning, what is this, you know, I know what your goal is, and we support that 100% because...
What is my goal?
Your goal is to have enlightened and spiritual relationships in Hollywood, that people will share the love that they need to work out all their other differences.
Yeah, and I'd like to see it in films and television as well.
Absolutely. I agree.
So
with you.
Are you guys open to approaching writers and people and doing workshops for people who are in the position to create these projects and to add this element of love in the movies and TV shows that we watch?
Katie, that is music to my ears, and we would stand ready to do that at the drop of a hat.
Well, I think that's a marvelous opportunity for you guys to approach anybody that you can in Hollywood to offer workshops. I mean, even if you had to offer them for free to get them to raise consciousness about relationships and sacred partnerships in their movies and TV shows, because I believe that once people start getting on board with sacred relationships and partnerships, that will end child abuse, it will end sexual abuse, it'll end, you know, domestic violence, it'll end all kinds of things. And that might sound like a really big vision, but I believe it's possible, and I believe that unless we swing out farther than we ever thought we could, we're not going to get there.
Katie, I'm in total agreement. And think about this. All you need to qualify for Match Matrix is to have a birth date. That means this is not just about dating and intimate relationships. This is about married people to understand their differences and have a way to deal with them. This is about parents to understand their children, to have a whole new relationship with their children. This is a system that people can take to the office for their coworkers to understand why they get along with some people and not others. And I'll tell you what, in Match Matrix, what they get from that by knowing the differences is it creates compassion and understanding. And that's the key to what you're talking about for the movies, and we can assist with that. This system is that powerful. I've got to tell you about Doug and Alice. In 1997, March 28th, I introduced them. They got together that night. They had such a night. It was phenomenal, and they've been together ever since. They got married.
Who are you speaking about?
This is a couple here in San Diego who I introduced 10 years ago using Match Matrix.
Uh-huh.
Doug had been married 5 times. Alice had been married twice plus 2 long-term relationships. You talk about being skeptical when I said you will really get along. They have been together ever since. And by the way, if they would have completed questionnaires, there's no way that they would ever been introduced to each other. They are totally different people. And nobody can believe, with their different backgrounds and everything, that they are living the life that everybody says that just anybody would like to be like Doug and Alice. And my point is, I made that introduction. They will do anything to back Match Matrix because it gave them the love that they've always looked for. And there, as a matter of fact, on one of our registration pages, we've got their quote there from Doug and Alice in San Diego.
Hmm.
This is absolutely wonderful. And by the way, I'm going to tell you how far it goes here. I mentioned just now about married couples and what they can get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady named Lori, and here's what she said. She said, we've been married for 10 years. We're not compatible in any of the 4 areas. They don't have any of those channels I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm married with the mindset that it would work or else, probably because of the way my own parents' divorce affected me. At least this helps. Both my husband and I understand our differences. After showing this to him, at least he's a bit more at peace with the idea that he's done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talk about setting people free. This explanation to say it's not your fault. It's kind of like this. If you're standing in the garden, and if you're a rose and the other person's a tulip, it isn't going to matter what you do to try to change them. It isn't going to make any difference. There was a lady named Bridget who, she and her son are at opposite poles, same thing as Lori. And she was just beside herself. She had worked all of her life to try to get to see her son, and she had come to San Diego from Florida, and he wouldn't see her. And I sat with her and I said, you have no alignment. So everything you're doing is out of your emotional toolbox. It's not responsive to what he is at all. And what you need to do is see him as the tulip, and allow yourself to be the rose and know that there will be no effect between you because there's none of these channels are available for you. A matter of days later, she called me and said that she made that decision and she'd already started on the path to having a relationship with her son because she told him that. I've approached this wrong. I did everything I could out of my toolbox, but the fact is I've discovered that that's not appropriate for you. That is huge. And that's available right now on our website. People can get the communication report as the introduction, but then we have a relationship report where we lay it all out. We lay out the 4 traits, the attractions, the modifiers, and we discuss all of them, and we actually give tips on there to help people understand how to improve their relationship.
Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of things that I would like to say. There's something called the PACS programs. Are you familiar with them?
Allison and Armstrong and I are friends. Yes, they do the celebrating men, satisfying women.
Yes, so this is very much like that also. And as I was telling you before, that John Kappas, PhD, wrote a book called Relationship Strategies, E&P Attraction, which is emotional and physical. So there's a lot of that in here too. But you need somebody's birth date and their parents' birth date to evaluate what their true energetic attraction would look like, right?
That's correct. Only attractions. Let's say somebody gets on the site and they don't have the opposite parents, they never knew them, they never had the date. It doesn't matter. We will still profile them for the 4 traits and the modifiers. By the way, we had Britney Spears on this list. Why was that? I put Britney on here. I don't know Britney's father's birthday, so I don't know the quality of her attractions. But when I looked at the Federline, and I also looked at the name doesn't come to me, but the other fellow she dated, she is emotional talking style. They're both logical talking style. So my assumption would be that she has false attractions. And that's driving her crazy. You know why? Because she's emotional. Everything about her is emotion. And it is, if she knew this one fact and went to Match Matrix and read about her attractions, there's a chance it could have a very beneficial effect on her. And I would wish that for her, as I would wish it for anybody, that they have the benefit of Match Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I have Allison and I are talking right now. And here, I'm familiar with Allison's program. I've been to a couple of meetings. Can I say this? The only reason why this offers such value to Allison is because this all operates down below the conscious mind. This is all energetic. And it is totally complementary to what she does. In other words, imagine if you had people sitting in her class who were aligned under Match Matrix, they would really be able to hear her, and they would be able to share the information. It would be absolutely, it would be the best thing for anybody who she teaches a course to. I know Trout. I've met with Trout.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just wonderful people, and they are doing such service to the whole planet.
Yes, they are. And she just has a book that came out, Understanding Men, I believe is the name of it. She's having a book signing next week, I think.
Really? It's got to be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's amazing work. So anything that's going to cause a sacred partnership in the world, you know, and put our attention on the importance of right alignment between men and women, which would be where they set each other up to win and they create a relationship of an upward spiral, which is what my sacred partner and I are doing, and we do it consciously. Every moment we regenerate upward spiral and set each other up to win, and we know that that is something that will keep us focused on moving forward and also staying joyously connected to one another and not let these little creepy crawly things get in between us. Which, you know, is where you start making fun of each other, it starts becoming mundane, or whatever it is that takes place over time, like, as you said, a year down the road, why does it crash and burn?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, and I believe that it's possible for all people to have that kind of a relationship that is just really incredible. I'm writing a book called No Sex in the City, which is all about higher frequency sacred partnership and using the coming together as a sacred partnership to raise consciousness in each other and in the world. And I believe that that is possible, and that's what Allison is doing.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's what you're attempting to do with Match Matrix.
That is correct.
And, you know, however that can get infiltrated into the entertainment industry to where producers are doing it, writers are doing it, and living this way with one another, then it will get into their writing. It will get into the movies and TV shows. It will get into our psyches through, you know, whatever mediums there are out there in the entertainment industry. And that's what my main focus is with Spiritual Hollywood, is to, that's why I brought you on tonight, is to find out what it is about Match Matrix that really elevates people to a higher consciousness. And in a word, how would you, not in a word, let's say in a paragraph, I would like for you to just stream of consciousness, tell me how Match Matrix can best elevate consciousness in Hollywood.
Match Matrix can produce predictability. Let's say casting. They could select people who could really play off of each other, who would be complementary. And even if, it doesn't mean they all have to be aligned,
mm-hmm.
but they would have the understanding to know what they were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would give a whole new texture to movies and give entertainment that people have never experienced. I think, see if this kind of fits a little bit in response to your question. There is a man in Denver who spent a year and a half going on the internet dating sites and selecting any woman who he found attractive and then coming to Match Matrix and checking out the profile until he found the one with whom he had the perfect match.
That's assuming that the person told the truth on that dating site.
Well, all I know is this. I said to John, I need to have a testimonial from you. And here's what he wrote. He said, thank you. My, what one like soul can do to the soul of another. To find my perfectly aligned match, heaven pales to where I am and where I am going. If the whole world was matched to another, as I am with this other being, there would be no war, no famine, just peace and love. It is that simple.
Mm-hmm. I'm living that life.
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Absolutely.
And I know it's possible because I'm living it, and I know what it took to get here. It took me understanding what doesn't work enough times to understand what I do want and attracting what I do want.
Absolutely. And we'd like to just give everybody a little bit of a shortcut. It's not that it can't be done. There's a couple up north who are my very good friends, and they are exactly aligned under Match Matrix. They met each other on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It can be done, but I can say this. The people with false attraction are the ones who need this more than anybody, because they are continuously misled into relationships that fail specifically because of those false attractions.
Yeah, and Allison will tell you, Allison Armstrong will be the first to tell you, that when you feel sexually drawn to somebody, like a 10 on the Richter scale, run in the opposite direction, because you will not be yourself with that person. You'll jump through hoops trying to get them to come to you and get them to like you, when you can't be yourself with that person. So it's best to just run in the other direction when you have that very, very strong, lustful sexual attraction to them.
You know, I appreciate that, and I would say that certainly does apply to people with false attractions. However,
with
true attractions, the other half of the people, they should follow their attractions. They should look for exactly that kind of turn-on, as big as it can be, and insist on it, and not be influenced by the other person. The other person can have false attractions. And they don't forget, all attractions feel good. All attractions are powerful. That's why they're so addictive. The issue becomes the quality of that attraction. Is it reliable guidance that will take them to somebody, or is it false guidance that will mislead them and take them to the wrong person?
Okay. I hear what you're saying. For instance, let's say that two people are friends, and they become good friends, and then they fall in love with each other. What do you call that?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mel and Naomi come to mind. They had worked together for about a year on various projects, and had never really considered getting together, and one night they danced. And they were very well aligned under the system, and here's what they experienced. They experienced the physical reality of a heart-to-heart connection. And Naomi said when she looked up into Mel's eyes when they were dancing, they knew right away that was it. And so what I'm saying is that heart-to-heart concept is a physical reality when people are aligned in this system, and that's what people are experiencing with us. Heart-to-heart. Physical,
mm-hmm.
What they feel in their body.
Well, you're familiar with Esther and Jerry Hicks, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Asking It Is Given, Book of Abraham.
Yes.
Esther and Jerry worked together for a very long time until finally, and it didn't even occur to them to be in a relationship that would be romantic until one day, all of a sudden, I think Esther put out into the universe that she was looking for her divine other, and one day she looked at Jerry and there he was.
Isn't that terrific?
Yeah.
Whoa,
and now
great.
They're traveling the world together, having the best life ever. And she's so cute because she actually is jealous of him. And she'll be so right on camera. She'll say, if when he talks about another woman who he had a crush on, she'll say, "We do not need to speak about her, do we?" And it's very cute. But
I thoroughly enjoyed her in The Secret.
Yeah.
And
there are couples all over the place who could use a shot in the arm in their relationship because they've grown bored with one another. Will the Match Matrix help with that?
Sure it will, because you just remember, this is very holistic. In other words, those four traits interact with each other. You can't isolate them. And the other thing, when people go through their profile, if they challenge something that's in there, what I would recommend is they look at the bigger context, namely in the interactiveness of the relationship itself. That's where this shines. Nobody else can do the dynamics of the relationship like a Match Matrix can. And by the way, we deal with that on our conflicts page. In the traits that work, where people are aligned, we're not concerned about that because they know those areas work. Recently I had a lady and I said, "Your issues are in the sexual area. You're not aligned sexually." She said, "Absolutely." I said, "But you got great communication and you're really close friends, aren't you?" She said, "Unbelievable. That's what got us together. That's what kept us together." But she said, "The sex is really a problem." And I said, "That's because you're not energetically aligned." That's the challenge in sexuality. So again, you can go back to somebody who has true attractions, matches up with somebody who has the same communication style as themselves. But if they're not sexually aligned, that's going to show up as a challenge. Attractions mask the misalignment. All relationships work for the first six months of the year, for a year. And it's after that is when, as the attractions cool, these misalignments come up and bite you. So it's...
Well, I'd say that some people are smart enough to get out of a relationship sooner than a year if it's not working.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of that. But, I'm saying if people hang in there and if the attractions carry along, you're right. By the way, should I make some comments?
People who sit in that kind of a situation have other issues going on. What do you know about Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart? Can you tell us a little bit about that relationship? What was so powerful about those two getting together?
The only difference between them is activity level. They have the same communication style. They have the same sexuality. They have the same financial logic. I don't know what their attractions are, but I just saw recently there was a picture of them. Celesta Flockhart never gets any older. She always looks exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Harrison Ford is kind of frozen in time, too. In other words, he hasn't gotten any older, and that's because they're aligned. It actually, see, when people are misaligned and it's an energetic difference, it's a drain on their bodies. It's a drain. It shows up as, when people are really misaligned, it can show up as sickness. I mean, it goes that far, and it's that recognizable. I had a fellow one time who contacted me after a show, and he said, you said my parents are opposites. But the fact is, they've been married 40 years, and they've got the most wonderful marriage I've ever seen. So explain this to me. And I came back to him, and I said, very often when it's this discordant, people spend a lot of time apart to recharge their batteries, and there's usually illness because it's such a drain on one of the people. And his response was that his father travels the world on a regular basis alone, and his mother has been sick her entire life.
That's tragic.
It is, but that's what they choose. You know, the best one I like on our list is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver.
Mm-hmm.
They are very well aligned. Now, can you imagine, you got the Republican governor of the state of California married to a member of the Kennedy clan. How can that be?
Mm-hmm.
How could that possibly work? And yet they're happily married. You see them, and they are really together. It's because, well, I mean, I'm sure they've worked out differences and all of that, but they have these basic channels open to them so that the love can flow back and forth to work out all the other differences. But I think there has to be something like this to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do. It was just the other day I heard something on one of the sites, and they mentioned, this lady mentioned that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson was one of the best matched couples in Hollywood. They've been married since 1988. They've got a couple of children, and they are living the life that everybody would like to have. They are perfectly aligned under this system.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly aligned, exactly the same profile. In other words, they've got all four channels open.
What about John Travolta and his lovely wife?
I don't have the information on that.
Because they're a lot like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. They just adore one another.
Oh.
For many, many years. So I'd look into those two if I were you also, because they would make a really nice addition to your list.
What was it? What's her name? Kelly? What's her last
name? Kelly Prentice.
Okay, just a moment here. Let me just see if there's any chance. Because I've got my master sheets here. Let me just see what I can find. Okay, just a moment, please. I'll comment on that. I've got and what's Kelly's last name?
Prentice.
Okay. I was counting on you. You know Hollywood. I know that. Prentice.
Prentice, I guess.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have hers.
That's okay.
I can't do anything.
But it is something interesting because they have they definitely have the glue that keeps them together, and they seem to be very, very happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kelly Prentice. I'll look that up and I'll get back to you about it.
Sure.
I'll be able to do that.
So what would you like to see happen in 5 years with Match Matrix?
In 1980, when Dick and I met, within 6 months, when we were sitting there, I said, Dick, we can really go somewhere with this. And our commitment to each other was to transform the entire world of relationships. It has certainly taken us much longer than we expected, but everything's in perfect time. And
mm-hmm.
It never bothered us. Katie, I can tell you there was never one time that we ever backed up on our decision. There was never any one time that we reassessed, do we really want to do this? Are we going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
We knew that everything would come together. By the way, Dick died in 2005. He was quite a bit older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not here to share what's going on right now, but we are creating some wonderful waves with this to get people alert to the fact that this information is available.
So when did you launch Match Matrix?
Well, over the last 28 years, we went through about 10 different applications for it. AstroMatch, just all kinds of names. Compatible People was another name. And each time, it just wasn't the right time. Now is the right time because we have the Internet. Can you imagine that we have a system that we can put on the Internet that will generate all of this information on the Internet? The only custom part of it is the opposite birth parent for the parent, so we can do the attractions. but to do it with predictability and to do it in very high volume. That's why it's so inexpensive. We want volume. We want everybody to get the benefit of this. And we really, you know, this is complimentary to all of the dating sites, and people should be going to those sites. They should be using, you know, when you can look at a million people at a shot, find them in your geographic area. They meet all your parameters as far as the questionnaires go and the written clips and the pictures. Last thing, come to Match Matrix and get a relationship profile with that person to see what the long-term potential is. And so people say to me, well, how do I get somebody's birth date? Just say to them, you know what? I use Match Matrix. I found this service that is absolutely remarkable in the value that it gives to give me a little bit of a look down the road as to what the real potential is of somebody. Let's go there right now together. We submit our birth dates, it's that simple, and they'll give us the relationship report, and we will clearly see what our potential is. And that's the way we suggest people use it.
Mm-hmm.
We got one fellow. We sell a package of relationship reports. This fellow, after 1 week, is into the second package. He's going on all the dating sites, and he's looking at any woman who he finds attractive and checking it out.
Okay, so Match Matrix best helps people when they're on dating sites to check out the person they're interested in before they approach them.
That is correct.
So that's what Match Matrix is for.
No. Match Matrix is for that. It's also for counseling for people in relationships, for married people, for parents and children. Now, that's a huge application for this. See, if everybody else is using questionnaires, unfortunately, that doesn't do you much good with a six-year-old. But you'd like to know where he's coming from. Let's say a six-year-old has the controller issue. That shows up big time.
Mm-hmm.
And what it gives is understanding. And so you don't need any questionnaires. You plug in his birth date, and there's the result, and matched up with you as the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And what about at the office? What about the outcast in the office? What about the person nobody gets along with? What would happen if everybody in that office was logical and there was one person who was emotional talking style? That person is the odd person out. By the way, in the royal family in England, everybody in that family is logical except for one person, and that's Prince Charles. He's emotional talking style. Now, you know that his mother, the queen, is logical. He's emotional. Who's he attracted to? He's attracted to logical women. Diana was a logical talking style, and all those effects that we write about in our free communication report, there it is. And by the way, he's now married to Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, logical talking style. It's all he knows. He's just following his attraction.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work. He's got false attraction.
Well, he certainly did pursue her, so there's something there.
He had a false attraction. False attraction feels great.
Hmm.
The issue is down the road. I invite all your listeners to go get that free communication report, because that's what lays out what are the issues when people don't have the same style of communication. It's really, really significant. By the way, I also want to mention about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Remember,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned that we'd look at them for attraction?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Brad's mother's date is, so I can't calculate his attraction. But you remember I said earlier that the most powerful attraction is when you meet somebody who has exactly the same profile as your opposite birth parent. Well, you know that Angelina Jolie's father is John Voight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Brad Pitt has exactly the same profile as John Voight.
Hmm.
Wasn't that something? I mean, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it's over with, they're together, and they just next thing you know, they're going around the world and doing all of their, you know, in the third world countries and all this, and it's like they'd always been together.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're coming up on the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I want to thank you, Frank Seifert, for being on the show tonight at www.matchmatrix.com. So check that out, everybody, and I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening. And to remind you that the last six letters of attraction are action, so be in action to create the kind of life that you want for yourself, including in your relationships. And I want you to stand up really straight, take a deep breath, and love yourselves. Have a great week, everyone. And thanks again, Frank, for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Good night.